Hello, this is Cody Oakland with PureWaterRestoration.com, and I have a very special guest today. I have the inventor, creator extraordinaire on the phone today. I wanted to introduce Peter. Peter, welcome to today's conversation.
Yes, good morning.
Today's pretty special. We're going to be talking about poultry for all those farmers out there who want to get, let's just say, an advantage or benefits from what Peter's technology brings to that industry. I'm just going to sit back, be quiet, and let Peter tell you exactly what can happen by utilizing this technology. Take it away.
Yes, well, we have experience in layer birds, and one of the things we found is that the birds are healthier. We have one particular farm that's very precise on what he does. He has 40,000 layers, and normally he would have quite a few, we'd say 10 or up to 10 a month that die, and ever since he's been using the water enhancement, he's down to one or two birds as lost a month. That's the maximum that he loses. The other thing is the birds are healthier. They're maintaining their feathers. They're not losing feathers like they normally do. And the eggs, of course, is that at 40 to 45 weeks, he's still at 98% egg production on his birds, and very few cracks. The shells are much stronger. Now, this has been going on. This will be the second year that this particular flock of birds, so there would be two complete turnovers in the barn. And it does definitely keep the dust down and the odor. Now, one of the things we found is that all these birds, all animals, require about 20% less water to maintain their production. And the reason for this is because of the surface tension. The water is so slippery that it lubricates everything, the cells in the body and the whole bird. And it cuts down the amount of ammonia coming out of those birds in the barn. The other thing we have is a number of turkey barns in the United States that are using the water system. And one of the things I normally see is the birds start getting near maturity, the bedding is really wet and smelly. And with this system, the bedding is still dry, and there's virtually no smell and virtually no dust. For some unknown reason, the dust stays down. So these birds are gaining. We have a weight gain on them that is above what you'd normally expect. And the only thing that can affect this would be parasites. Occasionally there will break outbreaks of parasites where we've now been able to treat that because of using the water. It's high in oxygen, and being able to wash the barns down with it tends to kill off a lot of those or eliminate those eggs that are laying in the crevices of the floor. So it's the washing down the barn has had an effect on the health of the animals in the overall. So these are the main things that we've seen. There's higher egg production, higher meat production, and less water consumed, and less moist, wet bedding in the barns, and less runny manure coming out of the cage layers that we are dealing with.
Would that be because the surface tension of the water has been decreased, you get better cellular absorption, so you have less consumption, but then you have less water exiting?
That's right. There's less. The birds need less water. So when you have anything that's associated, like broilers or turkeys that are walking up to the drinking fountain constantly, they're not as restricted because they're not getting as, don't have to drink as much water, so they're just not constantly walking backs and forwards to that drinking fountain to drink.
So, yeah, when the water has a lower, or I should say a higher surface tension, it literally just runs right through them.
Yeah. It changes the water molecules to make the water molecules smaller so that they are being delivered right to the cells in the animal's body and hydrating that animal so that it doesn't go through that period of always craving for water. They just naturally take their time and they walk down and have their drink and then they go back and they rest. So it's benefiting them greatly.
Let's go back to the chickens quickly. What were the number of weeks that a chicken would normally lay kind of through their whole laying cycle? And what would be that improvement again?
Well, in these layer barns in that we're dealing with, the birds are on a schedule. Like the farmer has a contract for pullets to come in. So we're not extending the laying cycle, but what we are extending is the production. There's higher production as you get into the lifespan of the bird. So where we noticed that at 40 to 45 weeks, the birds were still producing 98% egg production.
Wow.
What
would that typically be? What would that percentage be at that time, that amount of weeks?
They would probably be down into the 70s by that time.
Okay.
So
25 to 30% increase in total production.
But the people that, one of the things is, of course, a lower mortality on those birds, and the birds are looking healthier at the end of the day. They've got most of the feathers. They're not coming out, you know, with all the feathers picked off or fallen out. So you've got a benefit with the health of the animal and production and also livability. They're living longer.
Not to mention you don't have a weekly die-off of 8 to 10 birds? Or monthly?
No, it's a month.
A month. Over the course of a year, you're going to keep an extra 120 to, you know, or so birds that you
That's
don't have
correct.
To replace
yeah.
and that are healthier.
Yeah, well, they're producing rather than being transported to the manure pit.
Yeah, okay. Now let's talk a little bit about once the birds drink the water. Give me, if you could, just a nice little screenshot of what that water does inside of the metabolism, and also maybe talk about the feed consumption a little bit.
Yeah, the higher oxygen in the water keeps the internal organs of the poultry healthier. They're utilizing the feed more efficiently, so they're getting more of the protein and other vitamins and minerals that's in that feed into it being delivered into their cells and maintaining a healthy bird. And this is very important because if we can improve the feed efficiency as well, which we do, then I think this one farmer said he saves one truckload of feed a year. So these are pretty big trucks. 20 tons.
This is not a little Toyota pickup, is it?
No. So to save 20 plus tons of feed, again, that's quite a chunk of money that's going to be going in your pocket.
Yeah, the less money out, the more money that stays in-house is always a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So also, now my background is physiology. So I know that when you can decrease the surface tension of water and you can get nutrients, vitamins and minerals, plus the water as well, into the cells, then you're also going to be able to get metabolites and junk that is in that cell out.
That's correct, yeah. It takes the toxins out of the bird very quickly. And of course, at the end, you know, as a producer, you want to have the best quality eggs going to your consumers. And this is one of the things that happens with this. You've got a healthy egg going out, which is another bonus. Although when you have your birds, they all go into this massive pool of eggs. But as people become more aware of this technology and adapt to it, then the better the quality. It'll extend the life of that egg in storage. There's no doubt about it.
I know that when we go to the farmer's market and we buy eggs that have not been refrigerated, we put them right on the bowl. I mean, in a bowl, right on the counter.
Yeah.
And I know you know better than me. How long would you be able to put a standard egg on a countertop unrefrigerated, and how long do you think that life would be extended when the birds have been on the water?
Yeah, we up here in Canada, everybody put the eggs in the refrigerator. That's where they keep them. So
yeah,
there's usually about a 6-week shelf life of that egg in the refrigerator. So, but on the shelf, it would be extended probably to 3 to 4 weeks anyway. The egg would still be good at that point in time.
Okay, great. All right, let me do a quick little recap here and make sure I understand everything. When you switch from whatever your water source is and run it through the water system, you get a stronger, more robust bird. You get a bird that has a more productive laying life. You don't have a bird that loses feathers. You have a reduction in overall, let's just say, runny stools, which
right.
then affects the bedding.
Yeah, increase the feces
how,
is drier.
Yeah, drier, and so there's less work involved with having to constantly replace that.
Right.
We can save depending on the size of your operation. A giant truckload of feed. Your eggs have stronger shells, and have a longer shelf life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, as far as the turkeys go. What would be, say, the difference in quality in meat?
Well, the people that are at the packing plants have said these turkeys are the best-looking turkeys internally they've ever seen. Like, the internal organs and everything are pristine clean. So, you know, you've got a meat that's healthy and is going to be a nutritionally healthy protein for people.
Right, and that goes back to being able to actually get the nutrients into the cells.
That's right, exactly. Yeah, yeah, and of All course, right. enhance the health of the digestive system of these birds.
Did I miss anything, or did I pretty
no,
much?
No, I don't think so. I think we've
did
covered
I nail
everything.
That one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great. Well, I know you have to get back to your day, because. I know you're a busy guy up there,
mm-hmm.
but I want to thank you for spending the time and explaining just how many benefits and what can be achieved with implementing this technology. So anybody
yep.
listening to this call, thank you for taking the time. Any further questions, any inquiries, you can go to purewaterrestoration.com, and any other questions you have will be answered right then. So, Peter, I want to thank you once again for joining me today.
Thank you.
And have yourself a fantastic day.
Yeah, thank you very much. Okay.